Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Vayakel Pikudei, which is also Parshas Achaydesh. We prepare for the wonderful month of Nisan, Manchei Lusein. This is Parsha Vayakel Pikudei. Although it seems not to have any big solution contained within it, actually has what is most covered to B'nai Torah. And that is the very first Chiddush Torah, a piece of Chiddush and Din, that was said by somebody outside of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is Bezalel. As you know, Bezalel was Mechadesh. That first, the building of the Mishkan, the structure of the Mishkan, should be erected. And only after that should the Kelim be prepared. And that was Bezalel's Shikol Torah, it was his own Chiddush. And Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to it. And therefore, Vayakel Pikudei is really a time to celebrate the koyach of Kiddushei Torah. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, "Daf Yotes Kiyum B'Seiros Hashem Chesdei V'Seiros Bo Yegeh Yomam V'Loila." I believe that's from the first parak of Tehillim. It says, "B'Seiros Hashem Chesdei." Your desire is Seiros Hashem, and then Seiros Bo Yegeh Yomam V'Loila. When you're working on Torah, you do Yegiya, and Amelus on Torah, Rashi says, La'achash HaTorach Bai, then it becomes your Torah. You have an ownership in it. Every person should have his own thought in Limud HaTorah. It doesn't have to be Bechidushim. It could be an understanding of something. But every human being should have a notebook, at least on the stage of Parashiyot. When you have a thought regarding the Parashah, a good kasha regarding the Parashah, when you hear a kasha on a phone share, and you have a good teretz regarding the Parashah, in any one of these situations, mark it down, let it last, let it be your shikla Torah. It doesn't have to be printed for others. Perhaps you'll be zeicher that your children, your grandchildren will see it. Or even if they won't, just you'll have it yourself. Ashrei mi shebalo kam b'tamudei b'yadai. Blessed is somebody who comes to heaven, the tamudei b'yadai, and he has in his hand the chiddushei Torah. The shlo says, Arsha says it as well, it means the chiddushei Torah that he is able to create. Is an interesting Mesivis. Mesivis in the Sefer Emes L'Yakov, on Brachis right, when it says Hashem was Bochar Ponu Mikolo Amin, he chose us among the nations. The Mesivis teaches that Kayach is the Kayach of the Chadish Kiddushei Torah, and it becomes Shalai. Hashem Bochar Ponu Mikolo Amin, and not the one who has Torah Sai. Hashem didn't choose us from the nation. He offered the Torah to other nations. But he gave us uniquely the ability to have kinyanim in Torah. And the Kain Adikrista, the Stipler, Chelik Aleph, letter Kuf Tzadik Gimel, he writes regarding printing Divrei Torah of someone without the person's rishus, and without the rishus of his yarshin. The Stipler was asked, do I need permission of my Rebbe to print his Divrei Torah? The Stipler says the following. He says, certainly it gives a financial benefit. Then there's no question that it belongs to whoever owns it. But we're not talking about financial benefits. It's just a tyrant. You want to print someone's tyrant, he doesn't give you permission. The Stipler writes, I don't know for what power could any Irish stop someone from printing the very tyrant. The Lechaira Gamarab Atzmai Eni Yachalakev Alatalmid Malahatzis the very tyrant should only be men. Even the Rebbe can't stop his Talmud from printing the great Torah that he heard from him. The disciple says, I don't know from where this could come. I found in the New Aruch HaShulchan, they found, brought out of Russia, in Aruch HaShulchan, in Hilchus Nedarim. And I stood there, in Hilchus Nedarim, the Mereish Chavei, the Gotten Day. The Aruch HaShulchan brings that the Baal HaMor, in the introduction of the state of Baal HaMor, writes, that his Mashiach, the author of the Baal Ma'amar, is Mashiach. He forces everyone with the Kayach of Yeshua that they should never print his Kiddushim without the Hagdama, without the introduction that he wrote. His Mashiach that nobody should do it without the Hagdama. The Darcha Shulchan says, I'm looking at the Bible, I don't understand. How is it possible to be Mashiach someone? Mashiach means you force somebody with the Kayach of Yeshua. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, what are you talking about? If a person didn't say, I swear, how could someone else say about him that I'm Mashiach you? How could you force someone into a shul? It does not seem Because the answer is what we said at the outset, what the Nishiva said. The Torah that you say becomes yours. But it's not like physical things. Which are not yours afterwards. He says the Baal Amar was the Chadesh. That is yours, and you can enforce control over it. What we're learning here is that a person's Kiddushi Torah, whatever a person says, even as just a terrorist or a simple kasha, or an insight, it's a kinyan he has in Torah. It's this Torah. It's this close of Asher Baruch Amonu. Like the Tzarel, you also have kinyanim in Torah. Every human being, every year has a kinyan in Torah. And therefore, the idea of Kiddushi Torah, Parshas VaYakov Likudei, is special to every thinking. Yeah. Let's move to a part directly on the Tzukim of the Parsha. We know that in Parshas Likudei, Moshe Rabbeinu made a cheshbon. He gave an accounting for all of the monies that had been donated and that had been used in the building of the Mishkan. And the first one already pointed out that it's interesting that when it comes to the copper and the silver, Moshe Rabbeinu gives an accounting for what for where it was used. When it comes to the gold, Moshe Rabbeinu gives no accounting. He knows how much he received, but he doesn't explain how it was used. And that is a bit of a novella there, many to run. I'd like to share with you the Stamer Rebbe, the Tiber Yoyal, of what that he said. He's marked him that the Medrash brings on the Pasuk at the end of Kisista, it says, the people Acharei Moshe. Literally, the people watched Moshe Rabbeinu as he walked through the camp. The Medrash says, Shechashu Shehashir Minifas HaMishnah, that they looked at Moshe Rabbeinu in a negative fashion, that they accused him of becoming wealthy from the donations of the Mishkan. Sounds like they accused him of stealing from the donations of the Mishkan, and therefore Parshas Likudei follows. The Stamer Rebbe says, can't be. It's not discover, it's not logical that the Zohar HaMidbar would accuse Moshe Rabbeinu of stealing money. After all, even when the Jews were involved in Bizas Mitzrayim, in taking money, the Heter, and it was a mitzvah, to take from the loot of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was busy being Isaac in Ruan. He was busy being Isaac in Arayna Shal Yosef, not money. It can't be for 1 minute. But the Medrash says, Hashnu Shehashir Minitzas HaMishkan. The Stamer Rebbe has a gewaltig insight. He says, you know what it means? They were Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu. That he grabbed for himself the mitzvah of donating to the Mishkan. They were chayshin, that when Hashem said, let people donate, Moshe Rabbeinu grabbed. Shachashu shehashir minitzvah sa Mishkan. They said, I bet you Moshe Rabbeinu, he himself donated to the Mishkan. And we know, in this course of mitzvah sa Mishkan, people became wealthy. Shachashu shehashir, why? Because he chapped the right to give mitzvah sa Mishkan all by himself. What a beautiful thought. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu made an accounting. He made an accounting. Look, this is how much silver you gave. This is how much silver was used. This is how much copper you gave. This is how much copper was used. What about the gold? Well, the gold was given as a kapara for the Egel Hasbav. It was given as a kapara for the gold, golden calf which they had made. When it came to that, nobody accused Moshe Rabbeinu. He certainly didn't need a kapara for the golden calf. If when it came to gold, he did not have to give an accounting. What an absolutely beautiful thought, a beautiful, beautiful thought. Two thoughts on the parasha. Let me move on to Chaydash. I want to tell you something unique about Chaydash. There's so much you may or may not know. We all know the month of Adar could have 2 days. That's called the Ibriyar. Did you know that it once happened that the month of Nisan had 2 days. Yeah, it once happened. In the days of Chizkiah HaMelech. The Gemara relates that Chizkiah Iber Nisan B'Nisan. The Gemara is both in Pesachim and it's the first Erech of Sanhedrin. That Chizkiah, the King Chizkiah, made Nisan Aleph Nisan days, was Pesach in the second Nisan. What made him do it? The place this is Sanhedrin at the end of that few days of an Aleph. Bring some to Yerushalmi. They were getting ready for Pesach. And what happened? They found a skull in the Beis HaMikdash, in the place of the Beis HaMikdash. And whose skull? Aravna HaYavusti. For those who don't know, Aravna. was the man who owned the piece of land where the Beis HaMikdash was built. And David HaMelech purchased it from him. And they found his skull in the Beis HaMikdash in the days of Chizkiah. It was an emergency. Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. They needed an extra month to get ready for Yom Tov. Okay. So therefore, they made it to this. Could it be that for 300 years, David HaMelech to Chizkiah HaMelech, the Beis HaMikdash was tameh? They didn't know it. There was a skull there. People walking by became tameh, and nobody knew it. That's got to understand. Besides, if they found one skull, why do they need a month? Pick it up, take it out, and go on with life. Tell her this. This was a. I'd like to share with you some study for the Tshuva and Yeridaeus in Yishinim. I'll tell you briefly. He explains that they found near the Beis HaMikdash the burial place of the family of Aravna. There were many buried there. However, that wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash. Now you all know that there were many chaylos, many caverns under the Beis HaMikdash, storage areas. Although there were storage areas, the wall which surrounded the perimeter of the Har HaBayis was a wall which went down below the ground, as you can see today. The Kaisel goes all the way down to the virgin rock. Now, the reason that was done was to block any possibility of caves or tunnels bringing Tumah from outside the Beis HaMikdash into the Beis HaMikdash. And that wall which went around protected them. Ochaz was the father of Chizkiah. In his day, there were pirates knife in the Beis HaMikdash. His father was a Rasha. And people came and did acts of destruction against the Beis HaMikdash. Explains us some space. They found that the underground tunnel in the Beis HaMikdash were breached and opened to the place of the Beis HaKvaris of Gilgalish or Arap and Hayavusi. They found a skull that had come there. And therefore, they needed to postpone Pesach, give them the 30 extra days, so that they could reconstruct the wall around the Har HaBayis. The beautiful Chassam, he writes some additional points regarding this. It'd be interesting to see. You're a day of Jewish man. This gives us not only an insight into this Chazal about a Rav Nahayavusi, but an insight into the depth, if you pardon the pun, of the reason that the Kaisel goes so far down under the ground, so far deep. A lot of it is because over the generation, the floor level has been raised. But besides that, they actually went down to the virgin rock and built solid walls that would block any tumor from coming into the tunnels on the base of the ocean. And that is my thoughts regarding Chodesh Nissan. So we've shared three thoughts regarding Sedusha Taira, regarding Shechashu, Sheheshu, Menuzah, Samishkan, and regarding the month of Nisan. I will end with a star of Ian. In the beginning of a Yakel, Paraklamet, Hey, Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Pasuk says, Kol Ish Asher Nimtza Itay, Eviyu. Everybody who had Chelas, Argoman, etc. What? The language Kol Ish is very puzzling to me. Does this literally mean every single Yid who owned Chelas brought without any exception at all? Extremely difficult to understand such a shot. Kol Ish. I would say that this seems to be a riot to those sheikhs that hold that the word kol in Tanakh does not mean all. That the word kol means many, most, or any. However, those who understand kol quite literally, Madai, Zarachim, kol. And with that Zarachim, I wish you all an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful Chodesh Nissan. Wish you luck preparing for this upcoming Maaseh Rosheinu, certainly the Maaseh Rosheinu, for those of you who have the wisdom to be helpful at home and to help in the preparation, it's a time of tremendous avodah in serving Hashem. Our Seiris is to use our time in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Wishing one and all an absolutely wonderful Shabbat.